This will be very much just like dinner conversation. I'll just tell you guys some stories about my great-grandmothers because one of our first reflections for this class, I found myself reminding myself of my two great-grandmothers that I was privileged enough to get to know pretty well when I was younger. So the first, or I'll start with, they're both my maternal grandmothers, so I can kind of explain the relationship. My mom's father's mom was Mary Workland, and so she's Grandma Mary when I talk about her, if you're wondering who that is. And then my grandma Jorgensen was, we called her Grammy J, and she was my mom's mother's mom, so the whole maternal side. So my Grandma Mary was the craftsman of our family, and I don't know if I should have brought it up, but if you guys ever see me wearing that bright orange toque, she always made us toques and mitts for Christmas, and every grandchild had their own, like, stash that they kept. And some of my favorite memories with her were when I was, I'm going to say, elementary school age, around grade 3 to grade 5, I would go to her house on Thursday nights, and she would teach me how to sew, and she'd help me with my homework and things like that, because she was the first teacher in our town when it was still a village, and she taught in a one-room schoolhouse. And so the mayor used to always tell stories about how he knew my great-grandma. And she was really inspirational, I guess, in our community. And one of my favorite things that I learned from her was taking old scraps and things like that to make art out of. And I think she partly did it because she was very much like, being a young woman in the 30s, she knew how to recycle. And partly it was because of that, and I think partly, too, it was because she didn't want me to wreck her nice new fabric, so I had to make cushions out of the old stuff. But one of my favorites was she used to love to press flowers, and pansies were her favorite, and she would press them in old atlases, and then we'd, a month later, come and check them, and if they were good, we would glue them onto pages and try to make landscape art out of all these different petals, and like she loved leaves as well. Nothing was safe in the yard. And she was a very strong, independent woman who I really admired, and she was a good listener, my mom always said. So I didn't get to know that part of her as well. She passed away when I was 14, so I didn't have a lot of questions back then that I wish I did. So I didn't get to experience that part of her, but thankfully through my grandma and my mom, I know her better. My grandma, Vina Jorgensen, is who we call Grammy J, and she was my, Cree grandma, and she lived really close to us. We were, like, walking distance, so we always got off the bus at her house. And, well, not always, but when we did get off of the bus at her house, it was because she was going to babysit us for a while, and so we would play with the chickens, or she had many little, like, lap dogs. Like, she loved anything smaller than about this. And so she had, like, 4 at a time sometimes, and just loved them, and played with a lot of different animals. And she always had, this is really random, but we just ate, so I'm thinking of the foods she always had. So we always had vanilla ice cream, ginger snaps, and I thought it was normal for kids, but, like, we had toast with bone marrow. Like, she would just have bones cooking, and then we'd have bone marrow toast. Didn't know that wasn't normal, and when I realized what it really was, I was a little turned off for a while.
So what did she do with the bones?
Sorry?
So what did she do with the bones?
She just threw the bones in a boiling pot of water for however many hours that you're supposed to, and then you just saw the bone open, and you pour it out, put it on your toast. It's basically like jam. It looks like jelly. Huh. Yeah. It's neat. My mom said she used to just, like, suck it right out of the bone. Yep. You're a lot closer to that generation. But anyway. So I was pretty close with my grandma, Grammy J. And she, their farm was, like I said, practically connected to our land. And so that's the land that I call home, and her yard looks down onto a slough, we call it, and there's a river that feeds it, and a island in the center, which my great-grandfather used to put the sheep on to protect them from predators and things like that. But my grandma, Grammy J, always loved the birds that would come. And I didn't realize how many birds would come until I got older, because I knew she had ducks and chickens that she, like, tended to, but I, like, eventually could recognize the loon call, and you'd see them sometimes, and cranes would land there, and we've had geese and all kinds of things. And so she just, her love for birds probably came from living so close to this beautiful habitat. But yeah, I was thinking about the connection that I've made with my grandmothers and the connection to land through this course, and I realized that my mom had this tiny little aloe vera that she accidentally let die a few years ago, and when I was like, oh, I need to get some houseplants, she gave me this dead piece of aloe vera, and I put it in some soil, and it actually grew. And I was thinking of, we always tell stories when we walk on the fields and stuff near our house, and one of them is my eldest auntie, so Grandma Jay's oldest daughter, was actually born outside under a tree, and Grandma was all by herself. And we always tell that story when we see the place. My grandma always does. And I'm like, I know, Grandma, okay. Like, let's keep going. But I was thinking about how there's stories in places, but what kind of, I know scrapbooks and things like that, you obviously bring your stories with you. And so I thought it was neat that this little aloe vera was now my little traveling story of my grandma that I can take with me, and doesn't have to be in a specific place, but anywhere I'm living. I already talked about grandma's heart. I'll just tell one more funny story. I kind of went off that. But awesome. There's a sweet video that we watched last Christmas with my auntie and uncle, because they found a way to get all of the old, are they called 8-track or something? There's like a
millimeters.
Yeah, 9, yeah, the millimeter thing. They found a way to get the films off of that onto digital copies, and so we were watching them at home. And there was one of my grandma, and I knew her, like, I was 5 when she died, and she was around 87 when she passed away. So I only knew her as this feeble woman who sat around and made moccasins. But there was a video of her playing with this kind of angry sheep. But they thought it was so funny because he wanted to headbutt everyone. And so they were, like, running up to him and, like, throwing their hip into his head and things. And I just thought it was too funny that they found such joy in just playing with animals. And I think we do that to a lesser degree in certain ways that, like, we have pets. But it was, like, that was just a random sheep that decided to be foolish that day. And, like, that's what made it onto film. And so I want to nurture the ways that I resemble my great-grandmas, and always be mindful that, of the things that they taught me. And even though they were of a different time, I think I can take away a lot of what they taught me and who they were. Like my Grandma Mary's love for doing crafts, and I've totally adopted that. I have a loom and everything now, so I'm very much like her, and my grandma laughs at me. But and then my Grandma Vina also, she, like I said, loved the birds, and she would just listen to birds and sit outside, and she was very funny, and she could be very good in conversation, but she was also one of the most comfortable people to just sit in quiet with. Mm-hmm. And I was obviously 5, so I was probably pretty cool with quiet, but I've heard that about her. So I think it's important to keep those things alive, and I'm glad that they've left those things with me. And so I want to next year hopefully get into a after degree in education. And as I was saying in class a few weeks ago, about wanting to kind of like pass on this love for nature and how to work with that. I'm inspired by my grandmothers to change values and change what we care about, and in turn that will kind of move into what we make policies about and what we place, I guess, our importance on. And so I'll start with our hearts and maybe just my children and my grandchildren, and we'll see what happens. That's my story.